Good morning. It's Tuesday, November 25th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a U.S. judge has dismissed criminal charges against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James, citing the unlawful appointment of the prosecutor who filed the cases. Judge Cameron Curry ruled that Lindsey Halligan, handpicked by President Trump, was not legally authorized to bring charges. Both Comey and James called the prosecutions politically motivated. The cases were dismissed without prejudice, leaving open the possibility of refiling. Comey said he was grateful the malevolent prosecution ended, while James described the ruling as a victory, vowing to continue her work for New Yorkers. The Justice Department plans to appeal the decision. Another news. President Trump has ordered a review to determine whether branches of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, Lebanon, and Jordan should be designated as terrorist organizations. The executive order instructs U.S. officials, including Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, to report within 30 days, with sanctions possible 45 days later. The White House cited alleged ties to Hamas and regional destabilization as justification. The designation would impose travel bans, economic sanctions, and make support for the groups illegal. Trump previously considered this move during his first term and follows similar action by Texas authorities who labeled the Brotherhood and CAIR as foreign terrorists and criminal organizations. Another news, NBA coach Chauncey Billups pleaded not guilty in a Brooklyn federal court Monday to charges linked to a mafia-connected illegal poker operation. The indictment alleges Billups acted as a face card, lending credibility to rigged games. He faces wire fraud and money laundering conspiracy charges with bond set at $5 million. Prosecutors say the operation involved x-ray tables, marked card lenses, and a tampered shuffling machine. Billups, a Hall of Fame player and current Portland Trail Blazers coach, is free with travel restrictions while awaiting trial, scheduled for September 2026. His attorney emphasized the defense will challenge the government's claims as proceedings continue. Around the world, Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Donald Trump spoke Monday by phone discussing bilateral cooperation and Taiwan. According to Xinhua, Xi emphasized that Taiwan's return to China is an important part of the post-war international order, while also praising progress in stabilizing U.S.-China relations after last month's South Korea meeting. The leaders discussed trade, economic issues, and ongoing dialogue aimed at easing tensions. Analysts note the call reflects continued high-level engagement as the two largest economies seek to manage a protracted trade war and maintain strategic stability amid global market uncertainties. Another news. Lebanese President Joseph Aoun called on the international community Monday to intervene after an Israeli airstrike hit Beirut's southern suburb of Harat Hraik, killing 5 and wounding 28. Israel claimed the attack targeted Hezbollah's chief of staff. The strike damaged a residential building, leaving debris scattered across the street. Rescue crews combed through the rubble searching for survivors. President Aoun emphasized the need for urgent action to protect civilians. While the incident highlights ongoing tensions despite a year-long ceasefire, observers warn the attack could escalate hostilities in the region if diplomatic pressure fails to contain further violence. Another news, the United Nations has warned that human rights work globally is in survival mode, facing funding shortages and weakened accountability mechanisms. UN Rights Chief Volker Turk said Monday that his office struggles to operate after receiving only 73% of promised contributions for 2025. Cuts are being considered across the UN budget, with US voluntary funding notably reduced under President Trump. Turk encouraged creative funding solutions and proposed a global alliance for human rights involving states, businesses, and civil society. He stressed the importance of defending human rights amid ongoing abuses and attacks on defenders, highlighting the critical need to sustain international oversight and protection mechanisms. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.